We continue on the Jet Physical Therapy Radio Coaches Corner. It's time to talk with this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Track Athlete of the Week. She comes to us from the Mid-Prairie Golden Hawk track team, and that's senior Anna Hostetler. Anna, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Aside from track, what other activities, sports, and hobbies do you have when you're not on the track?
Obviously, running takes a lot of time, but I enjoy just being with my family and working together on the farm and reading.
As you said, you're going to the University of Iowa and you'll be running cross country. Have you decided what you'll study at Iowa yet?
I'm planning on English education.
What would your dream job be?
I want to be a coach. That would be, I guess, my...
What would you like to coach?
Cross country, maybe track.
Who's some of your coaching role models? Some people that you would draw things from as a coach?
Yeah, well, definitely my dad. You know, he's taught me a lot about this sport and just how to turn it into life lessons and not just about running and being able to have fun while you do it. And so he would definitely be. He's been a big role model for me.
In a normal meet for Mid-Prairie, what events do you participate in?
It depends. Anywhere from 400, 4x4, sprint med to the 3,000 and some relays in there.
Do you have a favorite event of all those?
I guess the 4x4 is kind of just like a fun race after all your other races.
And as part of a relay team like the 4x4, what's it like to be on the track with your teammates in that atmosphere?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to, just see the hard work that they've put in pay off and be together. It's track can be a little more spread out sometimes, but it's fun to be with them and encourage them.
As you mentioned, you participate depending on the meet and the night in a lot of different events. But from a running event standpoint, what event do you not do that you'd really like to try?
I've never done a 200. I've actually done a 100, but I've never done a 200.
From a field event standpoint, I know you're not participating in any of those, but what field event would you like to try?
Long jump would be kind of fun.
Want to talk about Drake Relays, Anna. You were a three-event qualifier for Drake, the 800 where you were fifth, the 1500 a runner-up, and the 3000 a runner-up. Before we get to the event specifically, what's it like to be in that atmosphere at Drake, the spectacle on the Blue Oval?
Yeah, it's different. It's very big and very nerve-wracking, but it's cool to just see other runners that you don't normally see and get to talk with them. That's something I really like about this sport is just the friends that you make from other teams, and it just, you know, they push you and help you run more what you're capable of and run a faster time.
How beneficial do you think it is now as a senior to have the experience at State and at Drake Relays previously for this year?
Yeah, it's definitely nice. It seems like, you know, in college you have a lot more people around you all the time. So it's good in that aspect and just, it's definitely more, like, you feel more nervous, more serious, so it's good having that experience.
You take fifth overall in the 800. Can you take us through the race and your thoughts on how it played out?
So in that race, I wanted to go out and I wanted to be more aggressive, get a good start. I kind of got boxed in a little bit or behind at the beginning, but I really wanted to be able to have a kick at the end and make sure I was aggressive.
Now, watching your 800, you passed a handful of people over the last 200, 250. What's that like to kick like that and to pull by everybody?
It's a fun feeling. It's nice knowing, you know, that I thought placing fifth last year was kind of a fluke, but it was nice to be able to place that again.
Let's jump up to your mile. The 1500, you take second. Let's go with your overall look at your 1500 at Drake.
I guess my goal kind of in that race was to go out and push the pace and, you know, just everything that I have left at the end. And I guess, you know, there were definitely girls pushing me through the whole race, and that was nice to help drop my time.
And again, your 3,000 is also a runner-up finish at Drake. Take us through your 3,000.
I had a similar goal, and that was to, you know, push the pace. It didn't go quite as I planned, and I was more disappointed with the 3,000 than the others, but there's always something you can learn from your mistakes, and I could take that into the next two races.
Well, Anna, I want to ask you about one of your competitors at Drake, and that's Ellie Friesen, not only at Drake, but also in cross country. You've seen a lot of each other. Are you rivals? Are you friendly rivals with how things are unfolded? Do you guys talk at all? What do you think of Ellie Friesen?
Yeah, we talk. Like I said, that's one thing I really like about this sport. Even if you're, when you're competitive and you are beating each other, you know, you can still talk and have a good time together, and, you know, I really like that. You know, it's kind of hard getting beat, but I know that, like, you know, I've beat people, and, you know, that's just the way the sport is, and she's an awesome runner, and so that's exciting to see.
Once you guys have checked in, what do you do to get prepared to compete?
Well, usually by the time we've checked in, we've done our warm-ups and everything, so it's just kind of resting, getting yourself mentally prepared, and just doing all the little things. Make sure you tie your shoes good, and then, you know, sometimes that is when, you know, you're just kind of waiting and you get to talk with other people. And
we get to see you run at meets and see you compete. What's it like to be around this group of girls at practice, bus rides, those sorts of things?
Yeah, I mean we have an amazing team. Every girl is just nice, encouraging, wants to work hard, has a good attitude at practice and at meets. They're an awesome group of girls. I couldn't ask for any better, and they just make it fun. They are very encouraging and supportive, and so I really appreciate that.
Well, and you also have an extra teammate dynamic with having a sister on the team. What's that like?
It's kind of sad. It's coming to an end soon here, at least in high school. But it's been awesome, you know, just having someone by my side all the time. And we do basically everything together. So, you know, she's able to encourage me and push me. And so it's been really fun.
Well, having a sibling on the team, and siblings in general, sometimes there's a little bit of a rivalry. You said encouraging. Is it a friendly rivalry? Is there a rivalry at all? Do you guys go back and forth? What's that like?
So we used to more, but, you know, after cross country and she beat me, and, you know, and then this year, it's friendly, you know. I mean, I don't necessarily like getting beat, but, you know, it's friendly rivalry.
As we continue to talk about the team dynamic here for the Golden Hawk girls team, you have Coach Tyler as your head coach. What's it like to be an athlete for him?
Yep. He does a good job of, you know, taking care of the little things, making sure we're happy with where we're at, and he's just encouraging, and he's pretty encouraging. So,
both in track and cross country, and in life, do you have people that you look up to for those things?
Yes, definitely. And I mentioned my dad earlier, and just my parents, you know, teaching me what's important in life and how to take that into running.
And you still have some time left here, of course, in your high school career. You've got the state qualifier coming up, and what we hope to be several events at the state meet. What goals do you still have out there?
I guess going into state, I would like to get some more state championships, but. And then maybe in, you know, I think just do well overall as a team at state.
Now, as somebody who's been to the top of the mountain, to steal a cliche there, with a state champion previously, what's it like to cross the finish line in a meet at Drake as a state champion? What's that feeling?
It's pretty overwhelming. And I know sometimes, like last year, there were times when the crowd just really helped me push myself and encourage me. It's pretty overwhelming, and it's just awesome. But, you know, I couldn't be here without my family and and especially God just giving me the strength to do it.
Anna, our Athlete of the Week segment sponsor is Hedge Above Lawn Care and Landscaping, and they operate their business with several core values, including honesty, integrity, responsibility, respect. What are your core values that you operate with?
Yeah, I guess just do everything with purpose and do it for God's glory, and do everything that I do as unto the Lord and not for man.
Well, we wish you good luck coming up at the state qualifier, of course, at the state meet in Des Moines as well. Congratulations on a great showing at Drake and at the RVC Championships on Friday at West Liberty, and thanks for coming on the program with us today.
Thank you.
That's Anna Hostetler, this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Track Athlete of the Week, joining us on the Jet Physical Therapy Radio Coach's Corner. We'll be back with more right after this.